Hey, 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 it's B-Rad Celebrity Hairstylist here, your host of the Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast, a platform that allows the voices of the beauty industry to empower with the spoken word. Thank you for joining us on today's show. Just voted into the number 2 spot for the top 5 and the top 10 best Canadian celebrity podcasts, and number 2 in the top 25 must listen to Hairstylist Podcasts 2024. We're currently now at over 63,000, thanks to you, and on over 50 plus podcast platforms, including Amazon Music, Audible, and Spotify. So I want to welcome you to today's episode of the Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast. Cammie Parsons is a stylist who worked behind the chair full-time until she had kids and then worked part-time. In 2012, she decided to go back to school. Cammie earned her master's degree in chemistry and discovered, to her delight, all the answers to the questions she had as a stylist. In 2016, she stumbled on research that answered the biggest question in her mind: what does damage really mean? Cammie, since focusing on creating products that really work, as well as teaching stylists of the things that aren't taught in school. Isn't that something that we all want to know? Because we always want to learn something that we didn't learn in school. We think, for a lot of us as students, we know everything. So once we're in school, they book us with all the clients, we get all the seniors, all the kids, and we think we know everything, you know, but that's obviously wrong, because you really learn like 3 to 5 years once you get out of school, and there's always new innovations coming all the time. Like with today's guest, she has something that she created that's incredible. And even when I started school many, many years ago, we were never taught. And even learning, even growing, even taking classes, this is something I never heard of. We all always heard of damage, but what do you hear? Okay, your hair is damaged. Let's stick some protein on there. Let's put some moisture on there. So either your hair became hard and brittle, or your hair became really soft and lusterless and lifeless sort of thing. So before we bring on our wonderful guest today, I'm going to let you check out Cammie's origin story. So let's watch the clip now.
I'm Cammie Parsons, stylist, chemist, but first a stylist. I never thought that going into chemistry, which meant every Saturday off, so I could spend it with my kids, would somehow catapult me back into cosmetology, into the beauty world. I had no idea that it was going to end up changing our industry. I started working as a stylist in Wyoming, and I had a client come in, and as I'm feeling her hair, I said, "What have you done to your hair previously?" And she said, "Well, I bleached it, but I colored it back. So it's all good." It was not all good. And as I evaluated the integrity of her hair, I said, "I'm sorry, I can't perm your hair today." Obviously, she went away disappointed. And she went home and permed it herself. And then came back and asked me if I could fix her hair. I took her to the shampoo bowl, and as I'm shampooing her hair, it's wet, I can take her hair and just stretch it. It was destroyed. There was no integrity left in her hair. The only thing I could do was cut it off. And she cried, and I cried, and everybody else in the salon cried, because she couldn't have what she thought made her feel beautiful. So fast forward a few years, and I'm in school to be a chemist. I needed a new career, and I thought chemistry would give me Saturdays off. As I'm studying, I come across this paper that describes a part of hair that we had no idea about. It wasn't even discovered until 2009. It's called the cell membrane complex, and it's an adhesive that glues your hair together. But I know what a cell membrane is. We've studied this. Your hair was cells, and now that cell membrane is still doing the very same protective job, except that we put chemicals on it. We damage that cell membrane, and then we'd put a surfactant on it. And the pieces start to fall into place, and I understand. We have this beautiful, intricate protection, and then we destroy it. And not only do we destroy it, we wash it away with surfactants. And then I was walking up and down the hallway of the physical sciences saying, "No, no," until one of the other students stuck his head out and said, Tammy, what is your problem? And I said, we put surfactants on an exposed cell membrane. And he said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I said, I know. I presented my research, but the chair of the department said, you could turn it into a company. And I said, sure, I can turn it into a company. Why not? You know, people go to the moon. Maybe I could start a company. And I, after many bumps and bruises, after a lot of learning and a lot of effort, I'm now the CEO, and I am so excited that I can bring this new technology that can help your clients have the best hair possible. There's so much I wish that stylists could understand about the chemistry of hair. The stuff we're taught in school is inadequate at best. Thinking about that client for the years afterward, obviously it stuck with me. I can still remember her face, and I wish there was something I could have done to give her back her beautiful hair. This is disruptive technology because there is nothing like this. Thank you for clicking. Thank you for being willing to learn. My hope is that you and I can give your clients the most beautiful, the strongest, the healthiest hair they could have naturally.
Wow, what a great clip. You know, we have our obviously our comment section has been blowing up, and I'll bring those comments up, but we are live. So if you notice, we are live. So we're here. So I'm using StreamYard. So before leaving a comment, please grant StreamYard permission to see your name at StreamYard.com/Facebook. So make sure that if you're watching live, you put live in the comments. If you're watching the replay, put replay in the comments. And also too, please, if you have any questions, you want to say hi in the comments and where you're from, let us know again if you're watching live or the replay. So we're going to jump over to, we'll just get rid of this here. And being live, we're going to be technical. So before we, I'm so excited to have today's guest on the show. So let us know in the comments, again, if you're watching live or the replay. And let's welcome today's guest, Cammy, to the show by saying hi in the comments. So I'm going to bring Cammy up and then welcome Cammy to the Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast. Wow, you developed something so incredible, and you gave a little teaser. If people read the bottle, you know, then they could kind of see. But before we start, I just kind of want to clear some of these comments here, because literally they've been blowing up. So we have Stacy, she's like, let's do this. And then again, good morning. And then, hi, Brad. Oh, I have one fan. Okay. they're all for you. So, and if we can't see your name and it says Facebook user, just remember just to put your name beside the comment, and then we can celebrate you, because we like to encourage and, you know, enhance our circle. Our vibe is our tribe, and you're our tribe. We're the vibe. So let's get into it. And again, I cheer you on. Again, yes, yes, again, yes, 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 again. And then we have a girl, we aren't letting you out of the industry that easy, stylist for life. So again, some eyes are watching, they're you. Here we go. I love what she is saying here. Cammy is amazing. I told you this is like not stopping. Cammy is amazing. We have another one from Tracy Wooster, who says good morning. So good morning, Tracy. Then again, preach, sister. And then live. So she's live, which is great. Tracy is live. And then all the way from down south, USA. Perfect. And then we have Allison, who's also live. Welcome, Allison. Great to have you on the show. There, hello, my friends. And then Tracy says hi. So these are for Cammy. And then a Facebook user live, of course. So we love when people are live, people are engaged, because it makes it more, you're kind of got the insight into the studio, because once we kind of promote this, then your shout out will be here on the show live. So as I said, our guest here today is the wonderful, amazing, you know, who went from stylist to CEO. And those people that think they're a stylist, that can't be a CEO. I think Cammy's going to tell you today that you can be. So welcome, Cammy, to the Hairstylist Empowerment Podcast. So please introduce yourself and give a little bit to the audience about your background.
Thank you so much for having me, Brad. I am so excited to be here. I'm a little overwhelmed by all the comments. Thank you, everyone. My name is Cammy Parsons, and I am a stylist first. I went back to school, got my master's degree in chemistry, and spent a long time in school wondering if I was really smart enough to be there. And now that I'm out and working and interacting, I find out I'm not the only one that wonders if I'm smart enough to be where I'm at. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, if I can do it, you can do it. So I'm a chemist, I'm a mom, I'm a stylist, and I am so excited to, my whole goal is to give stylists the tools they need to make good decisions.
Yeah, and that's what we really need in the industry. And if anybody knows me with any of the work I do, we're always looking for industry disruptors. And there's so many that have the imposter syndrome. So if you think you have imposter syndrome, we have some more comments coming in. So hello, Cammy. I'm happy that you're on this mission. So thank you from the Facebook user. Remember, if you want to put your name beside, we can shout you out as well. And then we have Stacy saying, empowered people taking over the world together. And that's exactly what we're doing. So for me, it's not just about having a podcast. It's about creating relationships with great people that really want to do amazing things for our industry, and not, hey, I created something, I got a book, I got this, I got that, I got something to sell here, buy it. That's not what we're about. We're like, this really, when people say it's life changing and it's a game changer, what this is, which I'm going to let Cammy talk to you about, it really is a game changer. And what it means, I'd say, when I went to school, we were mentioning this a little bit before the show, like when I was in school, you know, you had hair damage, but then what do? You put in some, which a lot of the B5 spray, I think they used to sell a lot on the market. You know what I mean? We didn't really use it at school, but everybody was using the B5 spray. Here, let's build up those bonds, blah, blah, blah. But then it just made the hair hard and brittle, or you use a deep conditioner or whatever the stuff that coated the hair, it just weighed it down and made it so heavy that it just became dull and became greasy right away, sort of thing. So as we kind of get in, so as we start, Cammy, what inspired you to transition from hairstyling to founding and leading the company of Juveni? And where were there any specific experience or insight that motivated this change?
So what initially launched the company is that, like I said in that video, I was a single mom and I had kids. And you know, as a stylist, unless you have an amazing clientele, you're working Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe I could get just a normal 9-to-5 job, be a normal human being, because stylists were kind of a breed of our own. And I thought I could just work in a lab, do my thing, come home and take care of my kids. But I didn't realize just how much the chemistry world doesn't know about the cosmetology world, and just how much the cosmetology world does not know about the chemistry world. I had a hilarious story. I had a professor that I was talking to about bleach. Mm-hmm. And he stared at me for a while, and without joking, he said, "Do people change the color of their hair?" And I said, I said, "Have you been outside of this building ever?" He did not know. And a lot of the cosmetic chemists, the people who are creating our products, have never been behind the chair, have never had someone break down because their hair looks terrible, and that dominoes through their life and they just feel bad. And so I think it's unique that those of us who have knowledge behind the chair can actually make our industry better through chemistry, through whatever our niche is. We have an obligation to do that, to make our industry better.
Exactly. And when you're first starting school, I think as a new student, I don't think it really comes to your mind yet, I'm going to create something out of this. Something's going to happen by me coming to, you know, to hairdressing school. We'll pop in some more just because our column is buzzing here. So I learn something new every time I talk to Cammie. Y'all get ready and we're going to have like an amazing show. Also, Erica says good morning. And I love Erica, who's here, who's with Malibu Sea. So when we're finding products and things like that, you want to make sure that you're getting the best of the best. And you're lucky that you stumbled on a discovery that most usually don't. So I was lucky that with the school I went to, they went above and beyond to teach me even the advanced stuff that you don't normally teach, because most schools will teach you what you need to know to get your license, and that's about it. And then after that, you're kind of on your own to start learning. But when you kind of stumbled on this about surfactants and about the what's missing, because I'm not going to say it because I want people to kind of, you know, those that know it sort of thing can see it. But when you began taking an idea and get, so when you had that idea in your mind, so now you have this epiphany, this idea that, okay, this is what's missing. So how did you get that idea from your mind to market? Like, what are the steps that take you from, and I know this is a big, huge question, so that's why I thought, let's put it at the beginning. Okay. So that we'll do the easier ones later. But if somebody has an idea or discovery or thinks this is going to make our industry better, how do you go from having it into your head to making it into a physical product?
So initially, because I discovered this at school, when I was still in school, my professors, because it's what's most important to them, convinced me to try and publish a paper. Mm. With, honestly, my hope was that somebody out there would see it and pick it up and make a product that would, I would someday be able to go to my beauty supply store and pick it up and say, oh, look, somebody made it better. Mm-hmm. But then I had a wonderful, incredible mentor tell me, Cammie, you could start a company. And sure, I have no idea what it means to start a company. I really think if I knew then what I know now, I might have just gotten a job and not done this, because I have put years and blood, sweat, and tears into this. This is the second iteration of this. The first time the company that was made, it wasn't a good team. We weren't cohesive, and it nosedived. It died. And I was heartbroken because I knew that I had created something that was incredible. And so I, as a single mom, remortgaged my house, took all of my savings, put everything I had into buying back the company, rebranding it, and putting it out as what I knew it could be. And since then, every time I get a sale, I do a little happy dance. Every time that a new person logs onto the website or leaves me a comment or does something else, the greatest thing, the thing that makes it all worth it, is when I see somebody, because I've done this, see somebody recognize, start to understand, and then connect it to their life, and then start to really understand, and they go, wait, I want to know more. And that is the best. Or when I have, and this comes all the time, and for those of you who do this, thank you, it means so much, when I have people message me and say, Cammie, thank you, my client has beautiful hair again, or thank you, thought this person that I couldn't help them and I can. And I can't be behind the chair anymore. Just life. And so this is the way that I can help clients now. And every time I get that, it's like, yeah. Yes.
Well, and that's it. And you have the passion. And I love that you're all in. Like, you put everything into it. And at least you were good to recognize early when something isn't working, you need to change it.
Yes.
You know, because a lot of people will just hang on, it'll get better, it'll be, you know what I mean? And you actually appreciate every single person that has interest in your product, in you, in where a lot of them, as you say, they're where they come from is a different place. And because when you're making something that's going to revolutionize the industry, because with your product, you can perm, you can color at the same time, where mostly years ago, where most times years ago, if you ever did that, and going back to the origin story, so if anybody joined us a little bit later, watch towards the beginning of the video where you have the origin story, where you have that client that came in, and we have discussed this before about the client who came in, whose hair is already fried, you suggest, I can't do your hair right now, and I had a client, and I'll share this story, she literally had done her home bleach at home, she like literally... It was awful. It was so damaged. And obviously we didn't have your product at that time when I started. And I said, no, I can't perm your hair. We can do a series of treatments to get your hair healthy. But she said, no, I don't want to wait. She left. She went down to another salon down the road who was more about money than integrity of the hair. They permed her hair. She came back to me and said, crying, can you fix this? And as a professional, I did what's right by saying, no, I want to keep the integrity of your hair. Literally when she came in, if you can imagine hair that is like bubble gum that just came out of the microwave, that's what her hair was. So basically with that, it's showing that hair can be damaged beyond, like when that hair stretches, it literally stretches. Yeah. And it's, you know, and when it's coming out in clumps, and so say we had to give her what is called a chemical haircut. Yes. Because we had to take off pretty much everything and pixie it down. Not that I wanted to, but no amount of deep conditioner would do anything.
Yep.
for that hair. So we're just gonna, as I say, we got lots of comments still coming through. So we're gonna go in. So God moment right here. So yeah, if you've been blessed and an idea comes to you, if you don't act on them, somebody else will, sort of thing. So so I guess if people don't know who Trent Campbell is, then we'll, you know, so you just wait for Trent to be the eye candy. So that must be an inside joke, I don't know, but we'll talk about your team in a little bit. And Erica says, I love that, and your why. And that's really it, because people are missing, I think, the passion part. They're missing the heart connection. They're missing, like, in our industry, and that's why I'm looking for industry disruptors with everything that I do, because we need to change the why, because I do, as a coach, I do a drill down exercise. It's called the why that makes you cry. So we've already seen it, because you keep going why until you hit that heart moment. And yes. Then when you start crying, you know that's the reason you're doing it.
Yes.
Not for money, not for I want to change the world. There's always some deep embedded, as I say, the why that makes you cry, that really kind of, which is your passion point, right? And that's what you want. You want passion for the industry, passion for what you're doing, passion for the product, things like that, that, you know, it's so incredible. But with your background in hairstyling, did it prepare you for the unique challenges and opportunities you encountered as a CEO of Uveni?
Well, actually it did. There are some things that have helped me as a stylist to be the CEO. One of them is kind of having a thick skin that, you know, one of the things that I say is every dollar that stylists spend, they had to earn behind the chair, and sometimes with not amazingly nice clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so it did prepare me for that I had to be able to like shake it off. Okay. That was uncomfortable. That was rough. That was, I didn't enjoy that. And we move forward. Because mm-hmm. if we, as stylists, let one bad client sink us, then your day is shot. And so I shout out to every stylist who has had someone yell at them and then stand up and smile and give their best to the next client. I'm like, you guys are rock stars.
And they have to. The nice thing too, you're not a chemist who just created a product. You're actually a stylist who worked in the trenches, so to speak, and getting yourself out there, which is tough for a lot of people. You're going to get seven no's before you get one yes, or you're going to get seven negative clients say, no, I don't want that. I don't want that, before one says yes. Concentrate on that one person that says yes. So you must have had, in your life some milestones. So can you share any memorable milestones milestone or challenges that you faced leading Juveni and how your background as a hairstylist has informed your approach to overcome them. So I think you kind of touched on it a little bit with the negativity, but you must have had some memorable milestones as well.
I did have one client and I went to school. I'm amazed that you went to school at 14. I went to school at 19 and I look back and think I knew nothing. I didn't know anything. I had a client who came in and her teenagers were driving her nuts and her husband was just on her and work was killing her. And she sat in my chair and she needed a root retouch. And she said, I just feel ugly. I feel bland. And you know, our clients are beautiful, but they see their own face every day. And so I colored her hair and I listened to her and brought her a cup of tea. And she just unloaded everything. And I didn't know how to help. I didn't have teenagers. I was a teenager. Yes. But at the end of the appointment, and her hair looks good, she feels better, she hugged me and she said, thank you, Cammie. I'm beautiful again. And no, you were beautiful the whole time, but I'm glad I could help. And as people, our image is about 80% of how we feel about ourselves, what you see in the mirror every day. And that is so important to people, that the best way to help the world, the best way I can help the world, is to help improve that image. I know that everybody else has their own calling. And my hero is Jamie Kern Lima. And she has a saying, know your why and then fly, girl, fly. And my why is to help people feel beautiful. They already are, but just to help them.
Well, and that's a daily battle sometimes for people. And as I say, there's always some beauty that's within our clients. And that's our job. If we're not using everything in our arsenal, toolbox, tool belt, to bring that out in them, because a lot of times they have never seen it, themselves. They've never had somebody look, or they think somebody stares at me, there must be something wrong. And I've done that transformation for clients as well, where they're so beautiful, which they always were. Now they're getting looks at the grocery store. They don't know how to handle it because they're actually embracing who they are and that sort of thing. And as you say, like, we have to really know our purpose. We really have to. One thing came to mind when you were talking, it was the waiting to exhale. So a client's there. They're tense. They don't know what to do, especially if they're to you as a new stylist, but they just want to be able to let go, relax, and just be able to, because obviously we're cheaper than the therapist, but that's one of our skills are to listen, not necessarily to talk. We can recommend, but we're not there to talk their whole appointment. And now they have something called a silent appointment, which for some people, they just want to come, they want to relax, they want to just sit in the chair and not deal with mindless, how's the weather today? How's the thing? Da da da. They just want you to do your stuff. You know what I mean? It's really knowing our industry, because I did a 12-part series, which was a few weeks ago, a month ago, where we did 13 parts on changing the hairdresser from the inside out. And we deal with all this kind of stuff. School will teach you some stuff, but they don't really teach you interpersonal skills. They don't teach you like how to really relate to people. They're like, we'll come over, we'll cut the guide. What does the client want? You do it, they pay, you leave. But unless you get and build those relationships with people, and to me, this is really what our industry is about. If you want to be successful in our industry, you have to create relationships with your staff, with your clients, with your suppliers, with everybody around you, because those are the only people that are going to carry you when you're kind of down or you need something, rather than, oh, I need something, I need something, I need something. But it's really, what can we give to someone else? Like you said, if my job is to make them as beautiful or bring out their inner beauty as much as possible to my skills and limitations, then that's what we should be doing. But there's also a balance there. Like you said before, you had kids and that sort of thing. So with balancing life with business can be challenging. How do you navigate this balance in your role? So you're a CEO, you're an inventor, you're a chemist, you're a hairstylist, you're a mother, the list goes on and on. How do you balance all that stuff without having a breakdown?
How do I do it?
Maybe you've had a breakdown and that's okay too.
I have had a breakdown, but how I manage it now, and I don't recommend this for everybody, but if you are, I got your back. 4 to 6 miles every morning. I did wow. 4 mile run this morning before we talked. Just me and my breathing and my heartbeat on the road, nobody around. And I can just be. And I think that is so important to find your center, to find your through meditation or through exercise or whatever your peace is. Find that peace and hold on to it because it's vital.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the one big thing too, which is self-care.
Yes.
And say, I wrote a book and I'm not here to plug myself, but when you find a need for something, so it's on Amazon, it's a 100-page book that I wrote. So basically with that, it's the A to Z of salon professional self-care, because a lot of people think self-care is just a glass of wine, which sounds enticing, candles and a bubble bath, which might be great if you can lock yourself away from your kids and your life. But really, self-care is one of those important things, because if you can't fill your own reservoir, how can you have it overflow to others, right? Yes. If you're not filling your cup and your cup isn't overflowing, then you really have nothing to give other people. And what we're really giving people is we're giving people love. We're giving people understanding. We're giving them our listening skills, which is what people mostly want, sort of thing. So some of these are back a little bit. So Stacey says, you're not crazy. You're just fine. That was from before this question. So it wasn't on this question. And the Stacey again, the army made me allergic to running, but I second that. But find something that works for you. If it's having meditation in the morning, taking those few minutes. Where am I this morning? On a scale of 1 to 10, do I feel like a 10 going into life and going into work, or do I feel like a 2? Sometimes maybe you need to communicate that with your boss, your coworkers, your partner, and say, hey, I'm feeling like an 8. And then it's like, okay, good, I got you, because I really feel like a 4 today. So yes. You can pick up the slack or vice versa. So we have Brandy as well. So Brandy says, good morning. So hearts to us, we heart you, Brandy. So thank you for coming on. Make sure that you watch. It's great having people live, because we love having people live, because it makes our show engaging. And also, if you have any questions for Cammie, also put them in there as well. So we'll do some Q&A, we'll pop them up, that sort of thing. And as I say, it's having the balance with your life, with your family, with yourself, which is most important. Yes. But with your innovation, so how do you foster innovation and creativity with your team or organization? So we already know that you had a team, you changed your team, now you have some new teams. Yes. Trent is one of them. So basically with your team, how do you kind of inspire them as the CEO and leader of Uveni?
So my overarching hope is that I know that people around me are, they know that I'm grateful for what they do. Gratitude changes you most of all. And so when I am grateful, it makes me look for the things around me that are good. And so they probably get sick of me saying thank you so much, but I look for the things that they do that are good. And I try to, if somebody has an idea that I don't even understand completely, I trust them. And that's the good part about having a good team, is that I trust them and say, okay, tell me more. What can I do to help? What can we do to make this happen? And I hope they understand. The inside joke about Trent is that he is tall and good looking. And in this industry, tall, good looking men are very highly prized. And so he's the Uveni eye candy.
Okay. So he's like your male spokesmodel.
Yes.
So Trent, if you're watching.
Thanks for being eye candy. But really, Trent is really excited. And that's the other thing, is he loves to talk to people. He loves learning from people. Our head of operations is the same way. Our social media team is the same way. They are excited to learn. They are excited to bring new things to the company. And we are still making mistakes. Happens every day, but our mistakes don't define us. That's Trent.
Which is amazing. And that's what I'm saying. So if you, so in the comments, so everybody watching, do you work with or have a team that you can trust? Put one in the comments if yes, two if no.
Yes.
So that'd be good to know. And that's one important point too, that we really have to know, you know, about that, you know, the entire team's excitement is contagious. And that's really what you want when you're building a company, building yes. a salon, working with the team. Is the team excited to be there? Is it not work? Is it like we're making a difference in the world? If we're, so Allison says, number one, she says, yes, she has a great team. She loves the team she works with. And they're like on board. They're the backbone of the company. If she walked away from her business, she could trust her team to carry on without her. And that, and there's a saying too that says, you know, if you're a good leader, nobody should know who the leader is. So out of your team, nobody should know who the leader is. Because everybody works so strong together for one common goal, that everybody's, to them, it's not just a job, it's a mission.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Sort of thing as well. Oh, so we have a question from Tracy. So she says, does Uveni stand for something? Where did you find the name?
Oh, okay. This is a
story.
So Uveni is actually a Latin word. It's the Latin base of juvenile. It means young, strong, healthy. And as I was trying to come up with a name, I wanted something I could trademark. And I triple dog dare you to find something in our industry that's not already trademarked. Mm-hmm. So going through and trying to find things out. But as I was going through, the name Uveni had already been trademarked. And this is kind of, I don't have a lot of details, but I will share what I know. So the trademark was held by some shell corporation that, as we tried to find it, it was layers and layers and layers. And it was supposedly a like beauty line, like face and skin, but they didn't sell anything, and they didn't file tax returns. And I was kind of nervous and confused. I'm like, what is going on? This doesn't seem normal. It was registered to us like a single house in Wyoming, and had a friend over there, and they went and knocked on the door and said, hey, do you have a company? And the person's like, what are you talking about? So I was bringing this up to a friend, and he is a police officer, and he went, oh no. And I said, okay, what's going on? He said, I've heard about this. This is how they typically front human smuggling. I'm like,
oh,
what? What? So from what I understand, he passed it off to a friend in the FBI, and it came back, and they said, yeah, just so you know, some arrests were made. I'm like, holy cow.
Wow.
Yeah. So since then, I don't know what's happened, but I know that I got the trademark, so I actually have my own company name now. Which
perfect.
Is kind of cool.
Perfect. And you're no association with the other. You with spilt a lot of tea this morning.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't even expecting. That's what I say. We're real. We're raw. Whatever happens, this is totally unscripted. Yes. So
So you know, that's what the name means, and it just means young and strong. Because I'm going to get a little nerdy for just a second. Mm-hmm. As we age, our body. What tends to happen is that your body tends to protect the things that are most vital, your heart, your lungs, your liver, your brain, and our hair is less vital. Dang it. So your hair, as you age, will get less and less of the important things to keep it strong and healthy. And one of the things Uveni does is put that cell membrane back to about the level of when you were young 20s, early teens. So it really does make your hair kind of young.
Oh, wow. So, so it's kind of like a Botox, a safe Botox for your hair. Botox. So it, like an injection. And that's what we're going to talk about. So I'm going to bring up just a couple more comments. As I say, we just have, so love that, Brad, from Allison. Stacy says, words have power, which is exactly true. Cammy's saving more than hair. Oh, well, maybe it's, we got to dig a little deeper. So Allison says, very cool story, Cammy, which is, and that's what people want to know. It's, and we have some other, I'm not going to say too much or spill too much tea, but we've been talking about Uveni, but what is Uveni and what's the product that you created and what does it do?
Okay.
And what's so, missing from the hair that makes us look young, our hair look young.
Makes our hair look young. Yes. But remember, everybody listening, you're already beautiful. I promise you. So what Uveni started out as, when I was in school, I was studying biochemistry, big thick book. And it was one of the best days because I have to tell you, when I was in high school, I had a teacher in the middle of class, just class was quiet, and she pointed at me and she said, Cammy, you're not smart enough to go to college. And I'm like, oh, it just crushed me. Like I felt 2 inches big. And I was, you know, I was a junior in high school and I thought, okay, I'm not smart enough to go to college. So I just kind of accepted that. But then life happened and I went back and I thought chemistry would be a lot like cosmetology. Hint, it's not like at all. But one of the greatest days was when I was in biochemistry and my professor said, does anybody know how a perm works? I'm like, oh, I got this. I know this. So I explained how a perm worked and she just looked at me and smiled and she said, I'm going to like having you in this class. And that was kind of like a validation of, you know, I went to school, I went to college thinking I wasn't smart enough to be there. Mm-hmm. And every negative experience just reinforced that, Cammy, you're not smart enough to be here. And I'm, my kids say that I'm too stubborn to know when to quit. So I just kept pushing and I just kept learning things. But then in that biochemistry class, I started to understand the chemicals that we use in hair. And I'm like, wait, can you, is it possible? Can you do this? And by that point, I'd learned how to read research because there is so much research coming out about our industry that I would love it if everybody could look at and read and understand. I found some research out of Korea that talked about advancements in perming. And so my initial idea thinking about my client in Wyoming was, can you color and perm at the same time? And I remember hearing in school that no, you can't. And I thought, why not? And so I went through and I did a bunch of research and I talked to my professors. And then I spent time over spring break in my lab testing, which I think everybody should do. Everybody should test. If you have an idea, test it, write it down, see what happens. Have somebody else talk to them, reach out to me. I would love to hear what you're testing. Just saying. Okay. So, so initially my idea was to see if you could perm and color at the same time. Turns out you can. Absolutely. But I had this conundrum because I thought, okay, I know you have to shampoo after color, but I know you can't shampoo after perm. So, you know, what would I do? How do I solve this? And that's when I stumbled on the research about the cell membrane complex. And that's when I was like, okay, the what? That hair has 4 main parts. The cuticle, everybody has it. The cortex, keratin. The medulla, if you're lucky. I'm not lucky. And then the cell membrane complex. And what that is the glue, the adhesion, the softness. And I have researchers from all over the globe who have studied this. And I'm like, the what? What is this? And so initially my product was a 3-step system to perm and color and repair. But I had people buying the whole kit just for the repair. And so I'm like, haha, Cammy, maybe you should sell just the repair. And that's made an enormous difference. And ultimately, that's what our biggest moneymaker is our retail or our back bar of this repair, of this mm-hmm. softness, of this strength.
Exactly. Can you bring that bottle back up again so people can see it?
So, I kind of have ADHD, so I just touched it.
It's okay. So people can read. Oh, yep. Yes. There we go. So if you can move your finger up a little bit. So we want to read. So it's Uveni, but so we can go to the lower part of the bottle.
Yes.
So it's a lipid layer quencher. So what is the lipid that you're, quenching or re-quenching?
Okay, so what the name means is, small shout out to my kids who love Avatar The Last Airbender. They said, Mom, will you please call it Quencher? Because they love it. So partially from my kids, but what it means is in chemistry, when you quench a reaction, it means you stop it. Yes. You make sure that nothing's going on. So it quenches, once you rinse out chemicals, if there is anything left in the hair, which there shouldn't be because the chemicals are water soluble. And so if you rinse really, really well, you should get most of them. But in the bottle is it's called a buffer system, the same one that your body uses to quench any reactive molecules. So it quenches at the same time that it rebuilds the lipid layer, the cell membrane in your hair. And it's literally what makes your hair soft and strong and pliable. It protects the cuticle. There's you gotta warn me if we're gonna get sciencey, because then I'm gonna start using my hands a lot.
Oh yeah.
So this is the quencher, the lipid layer quencher is post service. If you are doing a bleach, if you're doing a color, rinse it out, put this on, and it makes your hair literally healthier than if you had done nothing, which is impossible. I know that. I'm a stylist. I know that. But I have data to show that it is healthier.
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, because a lot of us never heard of lipids.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We've heard of keratin. You know, we know the hair is keratin, but a lot of them don't, as they say, we repair. So usually they say when your hair is damaged, it's either because it's dry or it lacks moisture or it lacks protein or strength, sort of thing. So that's how, Brandy says it works. So which is great. And that's what people want to know. And because you said whatever people are doing in their labs. So I imagine people have labs like, in Breaking Bad sort of thing, where they're kind of creating something. So a fun fact that if you want to know, Breaking Bad, the show, it's about this guy who's created a lab and they're making some stuff, but they also had an auction where they sold, if anybody knows Breaking Bad. Oh, one question I have for everybody, put an 8 in the comments if somebody told you ever that you weren't going to succeed or you weren't good enough. Put an 8 in the comments for me. So this next fun fact from Breaking Bad is that the guy who was the main lead actor in the show, at auction, his white underwear that he wears in the show sold for $32,500. Isn't that incredible? Ooh. But I hear you have your own Breaking Bad story as well.
Okay, I kid you not. And you can actually look this up. The guy that Breaking Bad was loosely based on, very loosely, the urban legend goes like this. There was a professor at my university, at Idaho State, Dr. Wells, that actually came up with the way that that meth is made. It's kind of funny because so many people said, you're a chemist, are you going to make meth? No. It's actually not difficult to do, but no, there are so many better things I could make. But Dr. Wells came up with the procedure, the recipe that they use now, and they were tracking down who did it, and they actually came into my university looking for him, but he'd gone out the other door. And so he escaped, got to Mexico, went with the cartel. And according to one of my professors, they hadn't heard from him for a while. And they're pretty sure that Dr. Wells got annoying enough that the cartel just offed him. I'm not kidding, I swear. But so Rolling Stone came and interviewed some of the professors at my university, and my environmental and chemistry professor still has the Rolling Stone article on his wall. And supposedly that was the germ of an idea for Breaking Bad. So the professor that it was based on was from Idaho State. Yeah, I guess I do have kind of good stories. Normally, I feel
They're great. And, you know, meth is short for method, correct? The crystal method. Because they want the method to put it together to create the sort of thing. So Allison has a question. We can do a quick one, but also if you go to uveni.com, Cammy has videos that shows you how to use it with perm, color, and that sort of thing. So how often can Uveni be used, since you can use it after color and perm at the same time? Do you use after each service?
Okay, so Uveni is the same molecules that are in your hair, and that's the reason that people can use it and it doesn't weigh down their hair, because you're not putting in something foreign, you're not putting in something unique. One of the things I say is you can eat Uveni. Don't, because it tastes bad, but the ingredients.
But it works.
Yeah, don't waste it eating it. Put it on your hair. So how often can you use it? I have a kind of a heart-wrenching story. I had some students do my hair, and you can kind of see the outgrowth now, but I have thin, fine hair, no medulla, you know, that hair. And they left bleach on my hair for 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. We're like, please get this off. Please get this off. So I have what would normally be considered destroyed hair. In fact, I actually can't wait until I can cut it all off. But, and then after when they took me to the bowl, I felt them use shampoo and I'm like, this is me. Why are you using shampoo on me? Anyway, so I use quencher once a week, and it doesn't weigh my hair down. It doesn't make it heavy. It doesn't. In fact, the only thing that happens, and I have never been able to do this in my life, when my hair is wet, I can run my hands all the way through it. That I have never been able to do that. And so it can be used as much as you want it to. But my caution would be, don't use it just because you can. Use it because you need it. Again, every dollar you're spending, you had to earn. So learn about it. Be wise. Make good decisions. So
yeah, and that's the thing too. So at least people, it's good to know that you can, it can be used as a standalone, but obviously preferably after a chemical treatment.
Yes, absolutely.
Sort of thing. So then we can go. So then Stacey, I have...
Tons. I think that's tons of pictures.
Tons. A slew of pictures. I have tons of pictures. An eight. Yeah, because we've all had that. Absolutely. And then say, I took Cammy's paid education. I think I grew a second brain from the knowledge I gained. So, and that's the thing. I think if people want to go into something deeper, and to me with any product line or any product, I always like to know more.
Yes.
And that's a bonus for me. Anybody that can teach me about the product and not about sales, then that's, you know, then that's really, and say we can do a shout out at the end where people, they want to, as I say, go get certified on your website or do the other. So this is from Allison, ouch, but I think it's when they wanted to, you know, and that's the thing with, and it's a good point where you say, like, use it. It's almost like drink responsibly, but quench responsibly. Just because it'll take it, the hair can only absorb so much as well. Yes. So the more and more and more you put on is just going to get rinsed down the drain. If the hair can only absorb in certain intervals, it's only going to take that much. So leaving it on overnight every single day is not necessarily going to, it's like using a conditioner, a deep conditioner, too much deep conditioner. Your hair is going to go flat. It's going to go limp. It's not going to be able to hold anything because it has too much moisture. Same if you put too much protein in your hair, it's going to make it stiff and brittle. So you have to really know when you need it, and don't be using, if your hair is regular and you need something, as I say, like lipids, and the difference is having a lipid quencher is different than having a deep conditioner, correct?
Very much different, yes. One of the differences is when I developed this, I was still at school, and so all of the other grad students, you have to know in chemistry, my undergrad research was pharmacy research. I was trying to create a new way of creating drugs. But I, for 3 years, tried to get a single reaction to work, and I never did. Mm. And it was so frustrating. And anybody who's a chemist will go, yep, I feel that. So when I came out and I said, hey, guys, can you guys help me test this? They're like, ooh, something that works. So we did every test that our university had the machines for. And these are like $500,000 to $1 million machines. Mm-hmm. And every test we could find showed that it really did do what it said it did. I have to say this, if you ever want to learn, if you ever have a question for me, please ask. I have a link to a one-on-one time, and I will answer any question, because ultimately I believe every stylist is smart enough to understand. And it drives me nuts when people were like me and say, oh, I'm not really smart enough. No, you're smart enough. Please come learn. And hopefully I get to the point where stylists then have enough information that they can then research the answers for themselves. And hopefully somebody makes something new that I'm not seeing and makes our industry better.
Exactly. So is there anybody watching now that's a hairstylist who is an entrepreneur, who has a product in mind they want to create and get it to market? So if you do, put heck yeah in the comments. And then, so my question for you, what advice would you give to inspiring entrepreneurs in the beauty sector, especially those looking to transition from hands-on roles like hairstyling to a leadership position, like being being an entrepreneur, being a CEO like yourself, or have a product idea but don't think they can do it?
First thing I would say, get a good team around you. Get people you can trust. Get people who will tell you the truth, and people that have your same vision. I have people that I can call on. I have other chemists that I talk to. I have salespeople that I talk to. So first and foremost, get a good team. Second, stay humble. Do not think you know everything, because you don't. I don't know everything about chemistry. So many people think that I'm an amazing chemist, but I still read research. Like if you look at my tabs, I have so many papers that I'm reading and learning and finding out new things. Keep learning, stay humble. And third, know your why. What's your mm-hmm. why? And then hold on to that, because the storms are going to come.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing too. Like, because a lot of people think that the higher you get, the easier life gets. and we're going to say, yeah. So then we have a question from Tracy. Please go through how to use the product in the salon, say for a color service, and how to retail. So if people wanted to buy the quencher in the retail size, how would you kind of go through that with them?
Okay. So it's actually pretty intuitive. When you are done with this chemical service, and I'm always saying, you're the expert, the person behind the chair, you know your client. And so it has to be your choice, your decision, what happens. This is just another tool in your tool belt. So when the color's done and you've checked it and you're confident, then take them to the bowl, rinse out color or bleach or whatever, and then rinse it well. It's incredible how unique water is. Remind me, we'll go over that. Mm-hmm. But rinse it really well, and then use quencher thick. And this is one of those times when I'm not trying to contradict myself, but one of the things that I hate about our industry is when people say, oh, you only need a dime-sized amount. Okay, then you're going to get a dime-sized reaction, because fundamental law of chemistry, in order for molecules to react, they have to touch. And I remember hearing that in school and thinking, yeah, well, duh. But there's a lot of times that we just expect that things will happen. And so when you put on color, you don't put on a dime-sized amount of color. You coat each hair. Mm-hmm. Well, you have to do the same with quencher. You coat each hair, make sure it's all the way in, it's all the way to the ends. And then this is unique. Watch for it to soak in. And it does it. It's kind of freaky the first time that the what looks like a white coating on the outside, the hair will all of a sudden just be wet. And it's like, oh, okay. So then if that happens, put on more. But then if you can put it on thick, like you're going to need ounce and a half, sometimes even 2 ounces in order to do a chemical service, let it react for 5 minutes. And what's happening is those lipids are being sucked into the interior of the hair. They're rebuilding that cell membrane, rinse it out, and their hair is normal. There's one thing that people struggle with. It's kind of a unique feeling on your hair as soon as it's rinsed out. People will say, oh, there's still product in there. No, that's what healthy hair feels like. So if you think there's still product, run your fingers through it and then rub your fingers together. And if there's product, you will be able to feel it on your finger. If you just feel your fingers, that's just their hair now. And then you dry it. And then the thing that happens most often, because I've seen it, people keep touching their hair and they're like, is this really my hair? Is this really what it feels like now?
Yeah, and have really healthy hair. And like you said, if using surfactants, they're going to suds up. They're going to strip everything off, a lot of the moisture. Tracy also says place under a dryer. So with the oars, you wouldn't normally. So if you're doing a service and you're using a alkaline product, which leaves the cuticle open, obviously the lipids are going in there. What happens if you put it on? You put on an extra amount, but then you find the hair is just absorbing all that product right in. So what would happen then?
Then you're going to be careful how many chemicals you do in the future. That means that their hair is really damaged. But the most I've ever seen is one person that in my hometown needed to have it put on 2 more times. Mm-hmm. So 3 is the most I've ever seen.
Yeah, it goes. And then, as you say, as a professional, you can also then recommend that sort of thing. So Stacey says, never stop learning. And then Brandy says, do not shampoo after chemical, just rinse with water. So basically, that's the way it works. Because normally after a perm, we wouldn't shampoo anyway.
Yeah.
But what we're used to is after applying color, which is a chemical service, that we're used to shampooing it off. Right. Yes. And then you're kind of safe. So you just put that color into the cuticle. Then you're using shampoo, which opens that cuticle back up because shampooing is a chemical service. Yes. And then you're just like kind of washing that kind of stuff as well. And then Stacey says, if you add a scalp massage and a steam treatment while processing your clients, they think they're in heaven. Yes. And that's what you want to do. You really want to make an experience for the client. So if that means adding aromatherapy, having softer lighting, having, music, doing aromatherapy, whatever it might be, you want to create the experience for them. So Allison says, so you know when it's done by it staying white.
So you can ultimately, the first time you use it, you're going to learn. And the second time you're going to learn. But after that, you'll get to the point where you can see, okay, this is what it looks like. And then this is what my clients are used to. And then you rinse it out. And that's it. And initially, we didn't do a retail size. Right now, we have a 4-ounce retail size because the testing showed that your hair is going to stay healthy for a long time. But so many clients, because like you said, shampooing is a chemical reaction. Mm-hmm. And we sell the small size that your clients won't need to use nearly as much to just kind of, I like to think of it as your clients come in with about 80% lipids and then you put on chemicals and it drops down to 50 and then you shampoo and it drops down even more. So when you use quencher, you top it back up to 100 and clients, when they start to drop because they shampoo and we go outside and we use heat tools, they drop it back down to 80 and they start to get nervous and they're like, oh, my hair is going to fall apart. So retail size for at home just brings it back up to 100 and it will stay for four weeks. So you need to use it like once a month, maybe twice a month.
Yeah. So it's good to reiterate to your client too, when they're taking it home, as I say, you don't need to use it. We've already topped you up at the salon or have them come in monthly for their treatment. If they're doing a color every month, if they're doing highlights every month, if they're doing, so we're getting a lot of questions, but so one is, how does it affect the pH level? So basically what it's doing, it's normalizing, right? So if your pH scale, acid is below 7, alkaline is above 7, 7 is neutral. Obviously, I would imagine it's taking from that alkaline level and bringing everything back down.
So interesting thing.
Yeah.
I was taught in school that the pH of hair is 4.5 to 5.5.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Not.
It's 3.5 to 4.5. Like, ooh. So
it's a lot more more acid.
Yeah. A lot more acidic than we ever thought. And so one of the things that people don't understand about a pH solution is when we do damage, what happens is it's what in chemistry we call a stepwise process. So you start with A, and then you put on something that's really alkaline and it turns it into B. You can't put on an acid and make it turn back to A. It will then turn it into C. And so what you need to do is replace A. You can't put, it's like one of the things that I teach is you can't put your hand in a really caustic substance and have it burn your skin and then put lotion on and think that it's better. That's not how it works. You actually have to, your skin will just push all the damage off and make new. And so this is kind of making new, putting back what's
almost like cell regeneration.
Exactly.
Sort of thing.
I have to tell you the story, Brad, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. One of the people in our group, we were talking about the dumbest things we learned at school. Somebody actually had their teacher teach them that the medulla in your hair is still alive.
Yeah.
Like that when kids get their hair cut, it's because they cry because the medulla is still alive and it hurts them. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I think no.
No, not even a little bit. Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing too, with how, because I learned that everything above the scalp obviously is dead, you know, sort of thing to a certain degree. But where the living stuff is below. So that's kind of what's happening, sort of thing. So, so as a CEO, how do you ensure that Juveni remains at the forefront of the industry trends and continues to meet evolving needs of customers?
So I think the most important thing I can do as a CEO is listen to my customers. That I have a section set aside every day to talk to individual stylists, which means that the rest of my day is packed, but that I'm talking to them and hearing what things are troubling them and what do they need and how can I help? Because ultimately, that's how you can make the biggest impact in the world, is to hear what the problems are and then address those problems. So one of the things I hear the most in our industry is that people just don't know. And I applaud you for empowering the people in our industry to find out more, to believe in themselves. We don't do that enough. So thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't know what you don't know until you know it. And that's mainly what our job is. But in what ways do you see Juveni making an impact on the beauty industry in the future? And how do you plan to steer the company towards continued success?
Well, I'm hoping that the success comes from our customers, from our stylists who use it, from somebody who learns and does better. And the continued success actually kind of worries me a little bit. We are in talks with distributors in the UK and Norway and Sweden and Canada.
Yes.
We're going to try and get into Canada. And then just this last week, we had somebody from Latin America reach out and say, how can we get your product down here? Because every has its own problem. Mm-hmm. Something I didn't realize, that the Caribbean has so much salt in the air that that really affects their hair. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so that's another problem, something else that maybe we as an industry can fix. We can give them the tools to help them have healthy hair. And so, yeah, the success really does come from talking and listening to stylists. Mm-hmm.
And you really have to know what's on the market. What kind of products do they have currently? Is there a lot of humidity there? Is it really dry there?
Yes.
If you're going to send it to the equator, you know, where it's really hot, how does that affect, you know what I mean? So I guess there's all these other factors.
Yes.
And what each country's rules and regulations are, what, like as far as ingredients, as far as, like I say, even though you say it's safe enough to eat, then again, somebody say, well, we don't want this plant, or we don't want this flower, or we don't want this fragrance, like that kind of thing. So what are some key strategies or initiatives that you've implemented at Juveni that have been particularly successful, drawing from your background in hairstyling and business?
So the things that have been the most successful, I think, are that I know what these chemicals are and I know what they do. Every single chemical in there, I can tell you why it's there because I formulated it. So I know why it's there. I know what it does. There's nothing superfluous in there and there is nothing harmful, because that's one of the things that makes me really angry is when companies put in things that harm us.
Yes.
And I will never do that. The other thing that I'm trying to do is, and it's kind of a bold strategy, I've already even had corporations approach me and say, you know, if you just drop the quality so the price is lower, we'll sell it at a big box. Like, nope, not going to do it.
No, and that's good to stand by, you know, the company, what your values are, like that sort of thing. So as we're wrapping up, is there anything I haven't asked you that you would like to share with our audience?
One thing that I would love everybody to know, if you see Juveni on Amazon, somebody come check, because I'm dead. The only way this is going to go public is if literally over my dead body. I have been there where you recommend a product to your customer that you could retail and they say, oh, I can get it at Walmart. Great. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I know how hard it is to be a stylist. So my goal is to support stylists. You will never see this on Amazon. You will never see it at a big box. Even though it's meaning that my market share is much less, I don't care. Stylists do a really hard job, and anything I can do to support, I will. Other thing I would say, you're smart enough. Ask questions. You can do this.
Yes. And diversion's a big thing in of our industry. But as I say, like, there's always somebody that you always look up to. So would there be anyone that you want to give a shout out to? Could be friend, family, mentor. It could be anybody. Could be anybody. It's yourself. Who knows? Yeah.
My kids who are incredible and still find ways to inspire me. Jamie Kern Lima, who... I look at her posts every day, and every day she inspires me. And honestly, the other shout out I would give is to the stylist who stands up again. The only difference between winning and losing is staying down. Stand up again. I got your back.
Yeah, awesome. So we want to thank you for being on the podcast. We're not done exactly. So if you can watch and stay on for a few more minutes, we have some things to. So if people want to connect with you that have a lot of questions, where is the best place for them to connect with you?
So I will, if you want to connect with me one-on-one, I will send you the link and you can sign up and we will Zoom. I will give you 45 minutes that we can talk. I can answer any question you have. I have never had a dumb question. Please ask. You can reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram. Our handle is Juveni at Facebook and Juveni_hair on Instagram. Our website, we actually have two websites. One of them is for professionals only. It's Juveni Academy. We're coming out with more education, more stuff that you can learn, but it's only for stylists. And then we have juveni.com for forward facing, for the random public who wants to know more.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful website. The graphics are great. Your videos are right there, so everybody can see the things that they, you know, want to learn and want to know and all that kind of stuff. So as we wrap up, what's a nugget of gold you would like to leave our audience with? Could be wisdom about anything.
Okay, wisdom about anything.
Yeah.
Learn. Somebody, please ask me, what does protein mean? What does it mean to replace protein? And then please come ask me. When I found out in school, I was shocked. I'm like, what? What? So.
Yeah. Well, I have to have a whole other podcast on this. We've been already going almost an hour and a half. So the time is just flying. Because our audience is so engaged and they want to learn, this is the best way. As I say, that's why we have it, that you can connect, do those sort of things. But we don't want to have it so long that we know that people, this is your day off or you're working. Yes. I'm so appreciative of everybody that's putting in their time to watch. And yes, if you're watching the replay, put replay. As I say, we're having Cami Parsons on, who went from a stylist to a CEO of Uveni, which is her lipid quencher that she created, that where you can do a perm color at the same time without damage, and that you can replace and top up, just like when you take your car into the garage, they top up all your fluids. Well, this top ups all your lipids sort of in your hair as well, sort of thing. So maybe we'll do it at the end if people want to kind of stick around. We'll do an open Q&A and then we'll just kind of wrap as we're going now. So today's episode has been brought to you by Beauty Industry Cruises, powerful education and beautiful destinations. Let's just kind of have a look and see what they're all about. So if you felt the energy online with Cami today, it's been explosive. But imagine that everybody, like having us all on a yacht, a super yacht or a boat, traveling, that we can connect, we can talk, we can vibe. So as again, today's episode has been brought to you by Beauty Industry Cruises, powerful education and beautiful destinations. So 24 and 25, we have cruises from Miami, Vancouver, New York, Canaveral, Texas, Amsterdam, Athens, UK, and Jacksonville. So they range from 4 days to 14 days all around the globe. We kind of love to have you join us. You want to follow on Facebook at Hairstyles Empowerment Podcast, follow on Instagram. So mine is Brad Celebrity Hairstylist, or you can follow the cruise one at Beauty Industry Cruises. That's how we all help each other. I want to thank everybody for watching. So if you have any questions on today's episode, or would like to be a guest, or have a great show idea, you can email me at hairstylistempowermentpodcast@outlook.com. Well, I'll make sure that I have the Cami's links all there, and especially too, if you want to go to her Calendly or her calendar, set some time up where you can talk one-on-one with her. If you're interested in her her education, that sort of thing. So as we wrapped up, we'll do a little question period. We have some more comments here. So I'm going to bring in kind of the comments, and then we'll kind of wrap it up for everyone here. So I thank you for everybody being so I would say dramatic, that's not not the right word, but kind of explosive. And say, Cammy said, like, ask her about protein. So, and if anybody wants to know, or maybe you should do a part two and we'll talk about protein. So I don't know, is it protein or is it protein shake? Find out next time. So we'll go to back to some of the comments as well. So this we answered already, the pH level, then process a minimum of 10 minutes at the sink. But I think it also really depends on how much absorb, like how much that hair absorbs and how much, you know, I'd say you might need one time, you might need three times. Let's see if Stacy says, I'm already laughing because I knew what she was going to say. Then Tracy says, it's alive chemically, yes. You know, yeah. which I think we want to organically as much as possible, you know, sort of thing. Tracy says, thanks for you and your lovely product. If you want to show that again, Cammy, so people can see it. Allison, again, thank you both for your time. So basically, you can go to either professional site or the consumer site. You can learn a lot more about it. You can purchase. It's always best if you're in the U.S. to purchase. Then you can get the product much easier. Stacy, I need to know all the things. Well, then it's going to be a whole like series sort of thing. I cannot wait to be on the cruise. So yeah, we have people on the cruise. If you want to join us as a guest, if you want to be an educator, you can go to www.beautyindustrycruises.com, hit the link. So you can be a virtual educator, you can be a live educator, you can be on a podcast like we are today, sort of thing. Then Stacy says, thank you both so much. And then Allison here we go. So Allison says, I have a client. She colors at home, but she struggles with thinning hair. She's 79. Would LLQ do anything for her hair? Obviously not growth of her hair, but hair texture, that it would feel better.
Okay. So here's one of the things that I wish everybody understood. Keratin in your hair is water soluble. That means if there's a lot of damage, every time you shampoo your hair, and I have research to back this up, this is one of the things that the people who talk to me know. If I tell you something, there is a citation, there is data to back this up. So as you age, the keratin in your hair is less protected. And so as you wash it, it washes away more of the keratin. If you can protect it and keep what's in there strong and healthy, then your hair is literally thicker. Each strand is thicker. Here's some empirical evidence, meaning somebody tried it. One of my favorite people put it on her hair. And when she's 79, her husband is 82, and she came out and her husband looked at her and said, okay, what did you do? Your hair looks alive again. And this is an 82-year-old man. Mm-hmm. So he noticed that her hair looked more alive. It was thicker around. It was stronger and healthier in just the way it moved. So Allison, reach out to me. We'll talk.
But exactly. So as I say, it could be a Botox for the hair. It can be Viagra for the hair. It's going to bring it back to life, you know, and kind of get that body and that lift. But basically, it's about topping it up, and it's about putting in what's been lost, what's kind of in the hair, you know. And that's mainly kind of what we're doing. I want to thank everybody for joining. I know we can go on and on and on. I'll definitely have Cammy back if she'll say yes. And then as I say, if I can get her on one of the cruises, we'll get her on the cruise. But I think everybody wants education, because everybody wants to know about this, because it's something that's disrupting the industry that no one really knows about yet. And like I said, you don't know what you don't know until you know it. Yes. So, and this is what you need to know. You need to know about lipids. You need to know about what you can do in the salon that's going to benefit your clients, that you can show, I'm using everything that I have in my tool belt to give you the best service, the best experience, the best hair that I can give. So, I want everybody to remember, as we wrap up, you know, remember to get up, dress up, show up wonderfully and powerfully, and I'll see everyone next time.